Hello there, ladies and gentlemen. I assume we're recording because the line is going across on the computer. And when I hit it, it so often happens on this computer.
Yes.
When I hit the cursor, it slips somewhere else, you know, and it goes to the left, right, up, down, or something like that.
Yes.
And not on the actual...
It's a slippery slope.
Point that I wanted. Cursors exactly are. Right. That would be Jackie. Hello, Jack.
Hello, sir.
And hello,
Dad.
Gail.
Hello, everyone.
Hello,
and,
Mom.
Hello, Jackie.
Nice to see you all. This is podcast number 93.
Yes.
Wow.
And this is a big day. The day we're recording this is a big day. A number of things have happened because we've got, let's see. Well, we got the Obamacare. You know what, Obamacare, that's something. I was going to get into the Syria thing first, but yeah, we can get into that. In fact, before we do that, I saw this picture just a few minutes ago of a man in Canada. He used his cell phone to scare off a polar bear. And the picture on the thing, I don't know if you know this or not, was a shirtless Vladimir Putin on the thing. And the bear just couldn't handle that, apparently.
I'd run.
Fortunately, it wasn't a pantless Anthony Weiner.
This
is, of course, the day after Anthony lost.
Yes.
Gee, I'm so sad.
But what you may not know... Well, go ahead. Yeah.
No, I'm just sad. The poor man.
You feel that way, do you?
No.
Aren't you proud of the New York voters, though?
You better believe it.
You got to hand it to them.
Wasn't it scary for a while that we thought that maybe... You got to... What did you say?
Thank you, Mom.
Okay. I didn't hear what you said.
See, that's why we're mother-daughter and I are father-daughter.
What did you say?
I said you got to hand it to them, to the New York voters.
You see that, folks? This is around six daughters and a wife that I grew...
We shouldn't be in the same room together,
no,
Jackie.
We shouldn't.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. No, these two are... They're devilish. They're
They're
trouble.
Girls.
They're trouble. They're
girls.
You see, but my image of girls was always, you know, somewhat sedate. You know what I mean? More than boys, certainly. And the boys were the wild guys, but I'm finding out the girls are the wild ones.
We've moved along as time.
We've come a long way, baby.
Yes, we have.
It was the pill, and it was Virginia Slim cigarettes, and
obviously the pill didn't
burning the bra and all that stuff.
And now people don't even wear pantyhose. I mean, it's
no, they don't. Do they?
It
took me a long time to get used to seeing girls on television, or actually in person. Without
hosiery.
Which made their legs look nice. And because, you know, just the bare leg look, one, but two, the shoe, the foot in the shoe, you know, you're picturing...
Sweat,
yeah.
Yeah, but two things on this. I went to a wedding last weekend.
Yeah.
And I actually Googled because I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
Now it's fall. You know what I mean? So in the summer, okay, no hose, what do I... So I Googled. You know, are pantyhose appropriate?
Yes.
You know, for early fall wedding, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I got back, I mean, on the message board, thousands of, no, absolutely not. No, absolutely not. And then one, I think she was like 82 years old and she wrote, oh dear, I think you should wear them.
Yeah.
And there's so much more, you know, whatever. So I still couldn't decide. I texted my hairdresser.
Yeah.
Who texted me back, dear God, get with the times, no hose.
Well, so I couldn't do that because of the way my feet feel in shoes without them.
Yeah, so, I should think that. I mean, I don't like, I see guys, you know, with no socks on, gross point, so to speak. I've never done it. And it's, I mean, I wear sandals with no socks because that's not a great look unless you're in Europe. If you're in Europe, you know, wear socks, no question about it. But it's just you, kind of Vicky.
It will help keep your feet in the shoes, though.
I
have very flat
because
feet.
They stick in your shoes.
Well, yeah. And then you can buy Dr. Scholl's. They have pads you can put in various places.
Yes.
I mean, this is...
So you don't see the pads. Is
that
the idea?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, it took me... When did that start? When did the women not wearing, let's say, hose, which I always thought
ago?
Is an ugly
a year
word.
Year ago, maybe,
yeah.
For sure. A year
oh,
ago.
Yeah. No. Longer than
been
that.
Longer?
Oh, no. I would guess 5-6 years ago, at
no,
least.
Could
at
have
least.
Been.
You
I guess I've been behind the times.
Me
wow,
too.
What a surprise.
Wow.
I'm shocked.
How about that? Well, I'll have to pay more attention when I see women on TV.
I just think if you have a tan...
Or in person.
Then it goes great.
I mean,
it looks good. But if you have white legs and you're not a sun worshiper in the summer and you've got a beautiful little summer dress on with these white legs sticking, I just don't know.
I would like to say, and this, of course, now is into fall, maybe not officially, but it is, and that is that I love women, girls, women, whatever, in summer dresses.
Oh,
yeah.
There's something about them.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's because I love summer or it's because they look fabulous. I think
they do.
Maybe a little both, but especially that the women, I think, look great. In those little, I don't want to say smocks, little summer dresses.
No, I love wearing them. I would wear them all year. I'm a huge dress fan, and yeah. I would wear them all year if it wasn't, you know, 30 below zero out.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I'm with
Probably
you.
Probably a good reason not to wear them. I mean, if you can't wear white after Labor Day, you sure can't wear summer dresses in no. December.
And I'm the one who has my fireplace on in July.
I know you do.
So with the air cold conditioner factor, on? Oh, of course, and the windows open.
Yeah, I can imagine. Just like Mr. Wiener, probably now is sitting in New York, having lost the mayoral deal yesterday. Oh. Was it yesterday? No, two days ago. Yeah. And, you know, he's probably needs, I don't know if he can even afford it. What is he going to do? It's like that, you know, that Lawrence O'Donnell guy on MSNBC?
Oh, that was
did you see the interview that was on the internet that he did, a 20-minute interview with Wiener, where you actually felt sorry for Wiener not?
Oh, I was rooting for Wiener big time in that. It was 10 minutes on TV.
Right.
Live.
That's right.
The first 10 minutes. Yep. And then the second 10 minutes was on the internet only. Mm-hmm. And I thought Lawrence O'Donnell, I thought he was disgraceful.
Well, he was. He made Wiener look like Wiener was the victim instead of Wiener. What am I, German? being the jerk in this whole thing. By the way, did you know that his campaign, Wiener, cost him $148 per vote? $148 per vote.
Ooh.
And that's a lot of $2.99 phone calls, I want to tell you.
That's true.
That's a lot of them.
That's true.
Or as Carlos Danger would say, a lot of pesos, eh?
Carlos Danger. Isn't what kind amazing? Of ego do you have
I
when you are Carlos Danger and send out pictures of yourself like that? And yet, I still was rooting for him in that interview. That shows you how bad Lawrence O'Donnell was.
That's
that
right.
I was rooting for Wiener.
Yeah, I agree.
That's
I agree.
Amazing.
Wow.
Unbelievable. By the way, now, many things have happened lately. As
really?
Yes.
I didn't notice it.
First of all, since, as of this last podcast, the option of Congress voting to approve or disapprove of President Obama's plan for surgical strikes on Syria has been postponed.
Yes.
Right. It's been postponed for Congress, pending diplomatic action. Now, today's the day that... John Kerry, Secretary of State, is meeting with the Russian foreign minister.
Today, tomorrow, and the president said for several days.
Oh, several days. Mm-hmm. Okay. And we have not heard yet any results of that, other than both of them agreed that Ben Affleck would be a lousy Batman. But aside from that, we actually haven't heard anything.
It's a start. It is a start.
You have to start somewhere in somewhere where you agree.
Yes. Right.
That's where it is. And then you go from there.
Exactly. And just on the John Kerry thing, can I say?
Yeah.
I talked to my sister Jill this morning. And she said, did you notice? They were talking about it on the news this morning. Did you notice? And I said, what? She said, the John Kerry facelift.
What?
And I said...
Well, his eyes look different,
yes.
I'll
okay.
say that.
Very and
different.
I said...
And it don't look good.
No. And I said, I thought he gained weight.
They made him
and
look evil.
She said, Google it. Google him from like a year ago giving a speech to now. And not only are his eyes completely different, and one is different than the other one.
One is
that's
different.
Right.
But
right.
he looks completely different. And I just thought, well, maybe the stress of...
That's what I thought.
To me, he got fuller more than he got less wrinkled, but plumper. So maybe it's collagen but I guess this is the big joke now is that he had it and probably in truth he did.
Well,
I really thought it was the stress. That's interesting.
Yeah.
It does now... in retrospect, look like a facelift. It does.
Yes, it does.
Well, I hope the Russian foreign minister recognizes him when he talks to him. But I noticed that as you're looking at the TV screen at John Kerry, it's his right eye, or the one we see on the left-hand side.
Okay.
Okay. That is kind of smaller than the other eye.
Oops.
And he has a habit of looking with his head down
kind
and looking up a little bit, and it definitely makes him look... evil.
Yes.
And
does,
I had
he does.
Never noticed that before.
Mm-mm. Can I say one other thing? Mm. I know I'm totally interrupting.
No.
Apparently, I have not
interrupt
spent
all
enough
you
time
want. Interrupt,
for an adult's
interrupt.
To talk.
Really?
Have you noticed that ever since John Kerry came out and gave his testimony that day with the two generals? Remember, he came out and gave testimony.
With Martin Dempsey, who's the chief of staff.
Yes.
The military chief of staff, you know.
And
who's the other military guy?
It was someone important, and I can't remember.
Colonel Sanders?
Yes, yeah, something like that.
Okay.
It was on his bucket list to give a speech with Colonel Sanders.
Okay.
And so anyway, he is the first one in my knowledge that I can remember who changed the name from President...
Whoop, phone call. Hold on 1 second. We always get at least one.
Let's see who it is. If it's John Kerry, so help me.
I think it's the wrong number.
Okay.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yellow? Nobody there.
Oh.
So I think what happened, they just said the wrong number, and they realized it's the wrong number, or they didn't want to be on an international podcast.
It could have been the NSA.
Yeah.
You never know.
As a matter of fact, it's a 7... No. I don't recognize the number at all. Oh. Do not recognize. It's a long distance, whatever it was. You were saying.
What I was saying was in that interview, you know, that day-long testimony, 3.5 hours.
Yeah.
That first time he testified, he changed the name from President Assad, which is how we had all been referring to the leader of Syria.
Now, we're back to who's changed the name?
John Kerry.
Okay.
Okay, to Assad.
Oh, did he? Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And like this, mm-hmm. within an hour, every network news guy and girl in the world was pronouncing it President Assad.
Did they really?
Could tell they were having a hard time doing it because everyone had been saying Assad. But then I thought, well, he also says Teresa when everybody else says Teresa. So maybe it's just an affectation on his part. I don't know, but everybody
jumps on the bandwagon. It's Teresa's money. That's what it is.
Yes. 57 the Heinz varieties fortune, yes. of fun with Teresa.
Exactly right. So anyway, I don't know if I was talking about Congress. I can't remember what I was saying about Congress.
We're getting to...
Well, I know they have to postpone their pending vote, if indeed it ever comes about,
right.
about whether Obama can use
force.
A military strike in Syria. The only thing I know about this, and I have an inside source in Washington,
ooh.
I can't divulge who it is, but if it doesn't work out that Congress can vote on this surgical strikes that they
right.
talked about, it will all be shifted around to Congress, and Congress will then be given the responsibility to vote on all surgical procedures under Obamacare. So if you ever have to have any kind of, you know, anything done,
Congress will decide.
It will go to Congress.
Really?
They will schedule a vote. They will vote, and then you either get it or you don't get it, up and down, sideways, and so on and so forth.
So you may, your colonoscopy could ride on Nancy Pelosi's
absolutely.
Input.
Wow.
And hers could too.
I think I just created an image that even I don't want to think about.
No, you don't want to think about that.
No, I don't.
That's exactly right. And by the way, what was I? Oh, I wanted, it just popped in my mind, so I want to get it done because I hadn't written it down. And then I want to thank the guys at Motor City Spa. These are they repair cars. Let me tell you a story. I don't know, Jack, if you even know this story. Gail and I were taking care of Julie's little boy, Braden. He's
my
a year
godson.
And a half years old. And, you know, it got to be about 9 o'clock at night and so on and so forth. And I hear thunder in the background. Gail heard it, but we'd already pulled the drapes over at their, you know, Julie's
what
house.
I said to you, though, if you remember, I said, wow, listen to that. I said, is that their surround sound speakers? And you
and
said,
I said, yes. That's right. Because it was in the distance. And
right?
I thought, well, it wasn't obvious that it was
right.
lightning, thunder, anything. So I thought so. So we sat there. About an hour later, or a little more than an hour, Julie and Brad come home, and they say, boy, is it raining like crazy out. And we said, what? Now, what had happened is I have a convertible. I love my convertible. And we had driven with the top down to Julie's house. Then,
the top was up.
We had the top up. Then I went out to get some food at a fancy restaurant. I think it was either Burger King or McDonald's. Maybe it was Wendy's. And maybe it was Arby's. And so I had the top down. Okay, so got the food, bring the car back to Julie's house. The top is still down. Leave the car there, go in Julie's house. Now it's some hours later, the thunder, the lightning, and again, we didn't see that because we had the drapes were closed, and we were not aware that it was raining outside. It's as simple as that. Until they came home and told us. It had been raining, roughly, we're guessing, for about an hour. My car was drenched.
Not just raining. I mean, it was...
It was pouring. It was a horrendous
one heck of a surround
rainstorm.
Sound system.
They must. They do. Wow. They actually do with a big screen. Listen, we have a little tiny screen that we watch compared
right.
to...
Same here.
...what all the daughters have.
Except
yes.
me.
Except you, yeah. So anyway, the bottom line is we drove home soaked... in the car and aired it out for 2 days.
Well, we
had a fan on it.
Right. And we sat on beach towels, which soaked it up right through us.
Yeah, through us it did. But 2 days later, 3 days later, it just, you know, I said, this, we've got to do something. So anyway, through Jessica's husband, Chris, who's dealt with Motor City Spa. They're an 11 mile in Royal Oak.
Uh-huh.
Just about a half a mile off of Woodward Avenue.
Okay.
Just as you're entering Royal Oak. And Motor City Spa, and I took the car over there, and they kept it for a couple of days, and they did such a job. It is beautiful. They detailed the car.
Wonderful.
So I want to thank the guys, Matt and the whole gang at Motor City Spa, and recommend them highly. On 11 Mile in Royal Oak, about half a mile from Woodward Avenue. Just
awesome.
East. It's east of Woodward Avenue on 11 Mile.
Maybe they're the ones who detailed John Kerry.
Somebody detailed him, all right.
Absolutely.
Somebody definitely did, yeah. I hadn't realized it till you said that.
And I hadn't until Jill called me this morning. It was like
really?
The hot gossip
right?
of the morning.
Unbelievable. By the way, today is also the day, when we're recording this, that Mr. Putin from Russia... you've got the address here, Gail? Yeah. This is Motor City Spa Auto Spa. Motor City Auto Spa. 901 West 11 Mile Road in Royal Oak. It's a West 11 Mile, but it's east of Woodward. But anyway, so it's 901 West 11 Mile, Royal Oak. And it's Matt and the whole deal. And I had the ultimate spa package done.
Your nails look fabulous.
They removed the seats. That's how my poor convertible was in bad shape. Wow. And he told me when I got over and picked the car a few days later, he said, "Boy, I'm so glad you brought it in. I think they had to put sand in somehow beneath the seats when they pulled the seats. It was unbelievable. Whatever they did, it's the car is great. Detail looks beautiful.
Awesome.
So this is the day we're recording the this podcast that Putin had his op-ed piece in the New York Times where he basically dissed the U.S. and the president on his foreign policy regarding Syria and also other countries' conflicts, too, how mm-hmm. we get involved in other countries, mm-hmm. that type of thing, like in Iraq and Afghanistan. So it's Putin's attempt to go directly to the American people. Now, I've never seen anything like this before, where the leader of the other country gets the big op-ed in the New York Times.
Yeah.
And where he basically told us what we're doing wrong, you know, what we should do. There probably were some points in there that are debatable.
Right.
And other points that were ridiculous. But I, in thinking about this, I devised a plan. I want to ask you to, if you would, sure. what to think about this.
Okay.
What do you think about this? The plan involves, now, have you been following Diane Nyad?
Yes.
Diana Nyad, I think, is it the swimmer.
Mm-hmm.
The 64-year-old lady who swam from Cuba to Florida in 56 hours, something like that.
Yeah, without a shark cage.
Without the shark cage, exactly right.
Right.
And so the problem was they said, well, she couldn't have done it, but that's been kind of dissed by this time, that she did do it. And
yeah, the current was
she
strong.
She got the current and all that and absolutely did a great job. But it's interesting you say the shark cage because my plan was this. Both Obama and Putin get inside Ms. Nyad's unused protective shark cage and let the best man win.
I love it.
In other words, this is a Texas cage death chainsaw match, whatever the hell they call it.
I think the chainsaw's out of there, but yeah. It's
yeah,
like
whatever they call it. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I don't watch that stuff either.
What do you think?
You know.
Let them fight. The problem is Obama is buff.
Yes.
And you never see the president with a shirt off.
You mean Putin is buff.
Putin is buff. Yeah.
Well, the president of Russia. Right. Putin is very buff because that's almost every picture we see him. He's got a shirt off.
Right.
Standing next to a horse.
Oh, he's a romance novel cover.
In fact, our blog we put up today had a picture of Putin feeding a horse. Either that or the horse was feeding Putin.
Not, Putin.
No. Putin's a friend of mine.
Putin doesn't give a hoot. That's a Dr. Seuss book or something like that. Yes.
So what do you think of my plan? Do you like that or don't you?
It might work. Yeah, it might.
Do you think so?
Yeah. I'm not sure who I want to win at this point, to be perfectly honest with you.
I think a lot of people are mixed up and have with this Syria thing. Well, whatever happened to Egypt, by the way? Egypt, big news.
Yes.
Egypt, you know, throwing Morsi out and now, bingo, we never hear anything but Egypt.
I know.
Now we're over to Syria.
I know.
You know, where will it be when somebody listens to this podcast in a day or two? It'll be maybe some other Middle Eastern country.
Yeah, I know. Or,
but I have a question.
What's that?
How do you pronounce his name? Do you say Putin? Putin? Or...
Well,
what's the other one?
Putin. Yeah, say Putin, some say Putin, but now...
Putin is what some of the younger anchors call him.
Yes.
Putin.
It's mostly,
no
mostly women, isn't it? Mostly
yes,
the
girls,
the female anchors.
Yeah, right.
And not only that, waitresses, younger women you run into, and they drop the T.
Yes.
Right. So I become Dick Putin.
Yes. Yep.
Am I saying that right? Yeah, Dick Putin. There's no T.
Dick Pruton.
Yep. Are you Dick Pruton?
Oh, and I'm trying to think.
Well, I think so. Yeah. I'm not sure.
Yep.
Yeah. Right.
Really? They do that?
Couldn't. Doesn't come out as couldn't either. There's like
it's almost like it started way back when the Valley Girls in the 70s or whenever.
Like it, yeah.
And it's just kind of evolved into that.
Right. Yes.
I wonder if other people noticed that.
It's all on the upswing, too. Everything is all...
Yeah, everything's on the upswing. That's true. But that's true of guys, too.
The big thing now is, I know, right?
That's right.
I know, right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
From... my son's age, 11 years old, on up. That's what everybody says. You know, it's like, boy, it's hot out. I know, right?
Right.
No, that's very true.
That's so true.
You know what I wanted to ask you? Oh, by the way, the last picture I saw of Obama and Putin together was at the G20 summit in Moscow, which I guess was the last time they were photographed together, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
when,
so.
When that handshake, the two of the handshake. It was the most uncomfortable moment, at least for me, and I would assume for them. I've seen since, what's her name? Since I saw Huma standing next to Anthony Weiner, the Weiner man.
Oh, my Lord.
And I noticed that didn't happen after he lost the primary election. Yeah, you know, she was nowhere to be seen.
No.
I think she's probably in the process of some legal action.
Got to be happening.
Like divorce.
Oh, well, and she works for Hillary Clinton, who now has to distance herself even more from
exactly
Anthony.
Exactly right.
So who's got to do the same
Clinton?
Thing?
Hillary Clinton.
President Clinton. Clinton. However they say it, yeah.
Clinton.
Oh.
Yeah. It's something like that. Unbelievable.
Oh.
But anyway, let's see what else. I wanted to, Jackie, I wanted to ask you.
Oh, good.
Oh, dear.
With Obamacare.
Yes.
It's going to start October 1st. And the government has written 10,516 pages of health care regulations so far. Somebody figured out that is 8 times longer than the Gutenberg Bible.
Wow.
So my feeling is let's hope the thy shalt not kill part is written into it somewhere.
And hopefully at the beginning.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of us are going to make it through the whole the whole 10,000 pages.
No. Yes.
I don't think anybody has yet.
Obamacare the movie.
Well, every day, you know, we got a new organization coming out saying, I don't want to be involved.
I know.
Yeah, and the latest one is the AFL-CIO saying we don't want to participate in Obamacare because it's going to screw our members.
Right.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it may cover, I believe, boy, this is an amateur talking about this stuff, but the
so
guy may be
don't
covered,
worry.
But not the family. And so they're saying, hey, we're really going to be had here. So.
Well, and today, you know, Congress voted that they don't have to, in other words, the same people who passed the legislation.
Oh yeah, they're
now
out.
Voted so that they don't have to.
Yes.
They get extra benefits and they don't have to.
They went to the president
rules.
And said, "We don't like this deal."
Yeah.
Right.
It turns out we're getting screwed, and so what can you do about it? The president then signed something exempting them from Obamacare.
So it's great for us. Gosh darn it.
Yeah, I know.
But it's not good for them.
But the reason I started this thing and I said I brought you in this thing at the beginning. About, you know, I've been after you to quit smoking, to give it up smoking. Jackie's my only smoking daughter, and so...
She's smoking.
And if my boyfriend's listening, I quit 6 months ago.
Oh, is that right?
Go ahead.
Didn't know that.
And he thinks you're smoking anyway.
She thinks...
He knows
he thinks
I'm cutting...
He smoking hot.
That's what I mean.
I hope so, thank you. I have been trying desperately to cut back, and I've been doing a pretty good job.
Well, it goes further than that, though.
Yes, it does.
I looked it up on the internet about these electronic cigarettes, easy cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
Got the information, called Jackie up, said, here's what I found out about this kind of thing.
Yep.
And I ordered it for you.
Yes.
Didn't I order it for you?
I paid, but we
ordered
it together.
Yeah, I thought you did. Yeah.
We know you.
So anyway, that's where I know what it was. I saw these commercials on TV featuring cancer patients showing their tumors and amputations.
Yes.
That has led to at least 100,000 people to quit smoking.
Yes.
According to statistics and so forth. And that's why I brought this up. You're now into, you tell me, the e-cigarette thing, the electronic cigarette. How does it work? Tell me all about it.
Well, it's amazing. I have it with me. I brought it over to show it to you. It looks like just a little bit bigger than a cigarette.
Yep.
A little bit rounder. This is an e-cig brand. You can get it menthol or whatever. And
There's the traditional
form.
Let me see here.
Let's see.
Gail, could you check that
I'll
out?
Answer this,
thank you
yes.
very much.
All right.
Gail, we'll see about that.
All right. Are we holding or?
No, you go right ahead.
Okay. So anyway, you screw the filter, what would be the filter end, the brownish yellow end, actually has a cartridge in it that just contains a liquid nicotine flavored fluid.
Okay.
So it basically eliminates between.
Wrong number, Gail?
It was U.S. Home Survey. I was selected specially.
Oh, lucky you.
I say that is awesome.
Yeah.
You're using all kinds
remember
of
remember the time your dad got the phone call from. And go ahead, tell the story.
Well, he got this phone call. My mom and dad were sitting at the kitchen table, and he said, hello. And they said, Mr. Knowlton, this is Arthur Murray Dance Studio, and you have won some dance lessons. And my dad, who, you know, could care less, he's a good dancer, was a good dancer anyway. And he went, oh, you're kidding. I am so excited. And he looked at my mother. He said, guess what? We've won Arthur Murray dance lessons. And she went, oh, my goodness. And this woman went through the whole thing. And she explained where they were and how come he would get the discount and all that.
Very funny.
And he said, thank you very much. I'm not interested. And he hung up.
That's the fun part of doing those things. You know?
Oh, I love it.
I'm sorry, Jack. Go ahead.
No, that's all right. That's the guy I named my Charlie after. I love my grandpa Charlie.
Yep.
Anyway, so basically in the filter part is this little, you know, cartridge thing that's got this liquid in it. But this eliminates anywhere, depending on who you believe, 1,800 and 4,000 carcinogens that are in a normal cigarette.
Okay.
Okay, all the extra chemicals that they put in or whatever.
Yes, yes.
So you get, and when you inhale, the tip of the cigarette glows yellow.
Yeah.
There's no on-off switch. It's only activated when you inhale.
Okay.
And it glows yellow. And then when you blow out, you go, oh, my God. First time I was like, oh, my God, there's smoke.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's not smoke. It's water vapor. And it goes right away. There's no smell.
Yeah.
And nothing, no smell in your mouth, no anything like that.
Really?
And it is.
So there's no kissing smell? I mean, where somebody kisses you goes, oh, that.
Like he's kissing an ashtray.
Isn't the nicotine taste still there? Because I understand you can taste nicotine.
Well, I ought to be honest with you. Since I really kicked in with this,
yeah.
I haven't had a date.
You haven't kissed anybody.
So I don't know that.
I don't know.
All
right, well,
next week.
I'll let you know next week's
that's
podcast.
That's a good answer.
But it's really great. I have to say for me. Now, they say for young people, they're afraid that teenagers will try this and it'll be a gateway thing to them smoking real cigarettes.
Right.
But for adults, they say this is a terrific way because you still get the drama, the feeling of holding something in your hand, all that kind of stuff without all the other stuff. So it's called vaping instead of smoking. It's called vaping.
Interesting. So you like it.
I like it very much.
And you don't need ashtrays.
No, you set it down. This is it. You just set it down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
You know, because
that's
not
it.
Hot.
It's not going to burn anything. And better than that, you can probably put the wrong end in your mouth and not get burned.
Or get that tobacco where you go.
That's right, either way.
Yeah, I just spit on your microphone. I'm sorry.
That's all right. No problem. Just wash it down and it'll be fine. Speaking of, guess what I'm holding in my hand? You remember the feature Jimmy Launch used to have on WJR? I talked to Jimmy this week.
Oh, how's he doing?
He's doing fine. Lives in Florida. He's retired, as you know. His wife, Brigetta, and they're doing fine. And somebody had emailed me from Florida, a radio guy.
Right.
Down in Sutton, Florida, or near Sutton, Florida, I think was the town, and wanted to interview Jimmy Luntz. Did he know how I could get in touch with Jimmy? Because he had seen on the internet that I had emceed an event. In fact, what it was the radio reunion about 2 years ago. And Jimmy was one of about 450 people that were there. And
right.
He had seen this somewhere. So he contacted me, and I then contacted the amazing Art Volo, who has everybody's phone number in the broadcast business. And he gave me Jimmy's number. I called down there, ended up having a very nice half-hour conversation with Brigetta. And then Jimmy called me back a day or two later, and we had a nice conversation. That was the end of it. But Jimmy was on JR for years. You know, very nice guy. He was on middays. Anyway, listen, that is going to do it for the podcast here, folks.
So
On the next podcast, but I'm hoping, we were talking about a little health and smoking here.
Okay.
I saw a fascinating piece on the human body and 50 different things that perhaps you didn't know about the human body, and I was blown away by this thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Right, Gail?
Right. It was phenomenal.
And so I thought next week, we might do something like that.
Awesome.
So
I'm going to work out in case it involves any kind of.
Let's hope we're all around a week from now to do
it. Yes.
Oh, there's that half full glass again.
I know.
That's right. That's me. You know me. Well, folks, thank you very much for listening. Have a great day, a great week, and we'll see you back here hopefully next place for podcast number 94. This has been number 93, logically enough. Have a great day. Jackie, thank you. Gail, thank you.
Thank you.
And see you later, folks. Thanks so much.